Yes, good morning, everyone. Glory to God. Oh, let's get some fire in our souls this morning. Oh, I want that running over, Lord. Just enjoy the music. Let it draw you into that glory this morning. Please share the room. Fill me up, O Lord, till I overflow. I want to run over. I want to experience an overflowing of your fire. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, if that's your prayer this morning, just open your lips. Praise the Lord. Call upon Him today. Open your heart. It's going to be a powerful room today. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to run over. Let my cup run over, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. My cup run it over this morning, Lord. That's what I want. Let the flowing of your spirit fill this room, Lord. The rushing of a mighty wind here this morning. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. You know, see that little icon at the bottom of your screen? The little square thing with the arrow pointing up? Use that to share the room. Just do the one that says share on Clubhouse. That puts the link right on your hallway. Let people know that you are in this room. And we want you to share the room. Invite your friends as well. We need to see some shares. You know, be an evangelist. Invite people in to come and receive of the Lord this morning. You know, it's not about us. It's not about me. It's but it's about what God wants to do for His people. Lord, I just pray this morning that you send those that would be here this morning, those you have appointed for this encounter with you this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Or afternoon, wherever they may be, whatever time zones that people are in this morning, come on in and let's experience something new this morning. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. We give you praise and give you glory. Hallelujah. And somebody can say amen. Now, you know, this morning, I welcome every one of you. I see you, Sister Julia, Tricia, Sister Veronica, Sister Grace. I see you, Mama, Alexi, and I see you, Dana. I see you, Brother Kyle. And of course, Lady Evan, thank you for joining. You know, we've already kicked off the room, powerful prayer session already this morning in my wife's room, the 15-minute prayer declaration for the family. And we are here. We're going to have some fire in our bones this morning. Leviticus chapter 6, our theme scripture, verses 12 and 13. Here we go. The Lord commanded the priests to burn wood on the altar and in the fire every morning The fire shall never be put out, he said. You know, but you must burn wood upon it every morning. The fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. The priest shall burn wood in it, you know, and lay it in order and so forth. The fire shall be burning, shall never go out. I'm going to be speaking about the sacrifice and the fire today. That's right. You know, there, you know, we know the altar is where that fire, that sacrifice must be prepared. Well, I'm going to tell you a story first on, you know, how that altar must be repaired in order for the fire to fall. Then I'm going to talk about the sacrifice, and we're going to use these things for prayer this morning. I'm also going to talk about the fire and the reasons why the fire will not fall. I'm talking about that. So you stay tuned. Glory to God. Father, I pray that everyone will engage in the spirit today, because this is so vital. And we must catch this in the spirit. And we don't want anyone to leave this room and say, oh, Pastor Yato, that was a wonderful message. No, we don't want that. We want you to be fired up. We want the glory and fire and power of God to go in your bones, your spirit, all day long and every day, in Jesus' name. Yesterday we talked about, you know, the flowing of the spirit and how we must not stand in the banks, on the banks of the river. We must go in, and you can't even go in and stop when it's at the ankles. You got to go in further. Don't stop even when it gets to the knees. Go in further. Don't stop even when it gets to the hips. Go in further. Don't even stop when it gets to the neck. Keep going in. Hallelujah. That's a whole lot more, you know, where that came from. And so today, glory to God, the sacrifice and the fire. Let me say right away that the song I was playing, you kind of came into the room, if you listen to it a bit, you know, Tasha Cobbs, you know, Fill Me Up. You know, I would actually prefer if they turned that, you know, powerful song. I love it, but I would have preferred if they turned it around, because he said, you know, you send the fire and I'll bring the sacrifice. Well, it's the other way around, actually. You bring the sacrifice and God will send the fire. But he'll not send the fire unless the sacrifice is right. So I'm going to be talking about that today. And we can't put any conditions on God. Say, well, you send the fire, then I'll bring the sacrifice. No, we bring the sacrifice. I mean, if the sacrifice is right, if the altar is repaired, if everything is just accordingly, he'll come down. And not only, you know, might consume the sacrifice, might lick up the altar, everything. So there's a story in 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm just going to paraphrase it. You know, so Elijah going up against the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove and mocking them and saying, well, you know, you call upon the name of your gods and I will call upon the name of my God. But he said, look, here's what we're going to do. You know, you guys give us, you know, sacrifice. Each one of us will prepare it and all that, you know, and let them go first. You know, and they can prepare their sacrifice and do all the things that they want to do and so on, you know. And he said, I will also call upon the name of the Lord my God, you know. So he's going to put a showdown here this morning, you know, two bullocks he asked for, you know. And then when they did all the things they wanted to do, they cried all day long. But Elijah put out the sacrifice, said, let a God that answered by fire, let him be God. Hallelujah. So everybody said, well, that's good. That's well spoken. So the prophets of Baal, they put the bullock. They did whatever they did, but he told them, don't put any fire under now, you know, but we'll see if you'll get some fire, you know. So, you know, they cried all day long, you know, from morning till the evening sacrifice. They cut up themselves until blood gushing out, but there was no fire and there was no voice, neither hearing. You know, so Elijah mocked them a little bit and said, look, come on now. I mean, he's a God after all. Maybe you should cry a little louder. You know, maybe he's talking on the phone. Maybe he's chasing after somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Once again, hold on a second, please. I don't know what something jumped up on my phone here. I'm not sure about this thing here. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I got that taken care of. And he said, look, he may be on the phone. He may be chasing. He may be doing whatever, you know. So, but nothing happened. So Elijah now said, okay, fine. Are you guys done? You done now? Okay, now it's my turn. So here's what he did, you know, in verse 30 of 1 Kings chapter 18. I want you to notice the very first thing that Elijah did when it was his turn. You know, after calling the people to come down to him, he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. So that's a vital part of what I will be talking on here this morning. Repairing the altar that was broken down and bringing the right sacrifice. All of these things are essential ingredients before the fire can fall. The fire is not going to fall. Remember, there was a man in the Bible many, many years ago at the beginning, right around when God started to create man and so forth. You know, Adam and Eve, they had Cain and Abel. Cain brought a sacrifice of the fruits of the ground which God had cursed, and his sacrifice did not smell nice to God. God did not have, you know, respect unto that sacrifice, we're told. But then Abel, he brought a blood sacrifice. I don't know who taught him that, but he brought a blood sacrifice and God liked it, you know. You know, so fire fell on his own. Nothing happened to Cain. Cain got wrath, killed his brother. You know the story and all that. So the sacrifice must be right. You know, God doesn't just accept every sacrifice. So we're going to be talking about that. In order for you to get this fire. So Elijah, he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. That's the first thing that he did. Repair the altar of the Lord. Then he took 12 stones after the manner of the tribes of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came. And then he, with the stones, he built a new altar, you know, into the Lord. Then he made a trench around all the altar, as many as, you know, take some measures of wood. And then he put the wood in order. Remember, Leviticus 6 says you put the wood in order as well. You know, that's a way you have to lay it just right, you know. And he did all that. Cut up the bullocks, did everything. He made sure the sacrifice was in order. You know, you can't just have God, you know, come down, the fire come down to anything that's not, you know, pleasing to God. So he asked them, pour water on it. They poured water. Pour water on it. Second time, they poured water on it. Third time, the water was all over, filling up, covered the trench, covered the sacrifice, covered everything and filled over. Elijah was going to prove that this fire didn't come by accident. You know, and then he called upon the name of the Lord. And when he did, the fire fell. And when the fire fell, oh my goodness. Listen to this in verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and licked up the water. That fire took everything. That's some fire. That's some sacrifice that was acceptable to God. So I'm going to talk about different kinds of fire, sacrifice. I'm going to talk about the sacrifice. I'm going to talk about different kinds of fire. I'm going to talk about the appearances of God in fire. And I'm going to talk about why the fire will not fall. So remember, it's not God that will send the fire first for us to bring the sacrifice. No, we must prepare the altar. We must prepare the sacrifice. We must get the wood laid in order. We must do everything right. And if something smells right to God, you know, then he will come there and he will take care of it. You know, he will accept that, you know, burnt offering or the sacrifice and so forth. Now, it's not all the time that the Lord will consume the sacrifice and, you know, completely consume it. You know, sometimes, which is where I'm really going today, you know, he wants it to be continuous a sacrifice. That's what Romans chapter 12, verse 1 would tell us. It says, I beseech you. I mean, this is a passionate plea, you know, that Paul would write to these guys by the Spirit of God. I beseech you by the mercies of God, passionately present your bodies a living. Now, this is not a one-time sacrifice. And this one is a different kind of sacrifice. It's a living sacrifice. The fire is not going to, you know, consume it all at once. You got to bring it. You got to keep bringing it. You got to keep bringing it, you know, and all that, you know. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about, you know, the why does God appear in fire sometimes? And why, what is fire to God? What does fire do? You know, what is all of that? And why are we talking about fire? Now, the Bible tells the children of Israel, there shall be no strange fire in your camp. He doesn't want strange fire. So we're talking about the fire of the Lord. You know, some people, you know, do strange things, you know, and so forth. You know, they burn strange incense to the Lord. God doesn't care for any of that, you know, but let's see what he wants. You know, let's see what he wants. You know, so that's what we're going to be talking about. You know, so I gave you an introduction, but we're going to get right into it. You know, and I love it when, you know, when we talk about these subjects, we prepare the hearts of the people, you know, and then God will visit us in this ministration today. Glory to God. So get ready. We are getting into this. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about first fire. You know, let's talk about fire. You know, but before we do, let me tell you another quick instance here, you know, in the book of Judges chapter 13. Before we do that, before I go there, let me just pull that one up. I just remember that. Pull it up right here, Judges chapter 13. You know, this was when the angel visited Manoah. You know, this was going to be, you know, how the Lord was going to empower Samson to be a deliverer, you know, for the people and all that. You know, so let's read Judges chapter 13. It starts from about, you know, maybe verse 2 or so. Let me just quickly paraphrase the story here. You know, there was a certain man, or maybe read some of it. Certain man of Zorah, the families of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren. You know, the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman, you know, and so forth. And he said, well, thou art woman, you know, woman, thou art barren, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now, therefore, beware, I pray you, you know, don't let you drink any wine, a strong drink, or any unclean thing, because when you conceive, you're going to bear his son, and no razor shall come on his head and all that stuff. So she tells him, you know, that. So he tells her, you know, and so the woman came and told her husband, said, a man of God appeared to me and all that, you know, so, you know, told her everything. And then told him everything. And then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, look, let this man of God, the angel you sent at the first time, let him come to us again and teach us what you should do. So the Lord hearkened to him, and the man came again. You know, when he came, you know, Manoah, you know, said to you, you know, are you the man, you know, and so forth. Say, yeah, you know, I am. I said, well, now let thy words come to pass. See, you got to believe the word. Let thy words come to pass. But how shall we order the child? How should we do? So he began to tell him, you know, and so forth. Then Manoah said unto the angel, I pray thee, stay right here. Let me make a sacrifice. You know, this is where I'm going with it. Stay right. Let me make a kid ready for you. And the, you know, the angel of the Lord said to him, no, or even though you detain me, I will not eat thy bread. And if you must give a burnt offering, then you must offer it unto the Lord. See, that's a true angel of the Lord. You're going to point him right back to, you know, to the Lord, you know, but Manoah didn't know it was an angel of the Lord. So one thing led to another, you know, what's your name? It is secret and so forth. But here is, listen to this in verse 19. So Manoah took a kid of a burnt offering and offered it unto the Lord, and the angel did wondrously. That angel, he did some drama, you know, because there was some sweet smelling, you know, savor that was coming to the Lord. That sacrifice was, I mean, that was good, was pleasant. So the angel, you know, he, I don't know what he did, but wondrously danced, went up and down in the flame of fire, did all kinds of things, you know. And my goodness, you know, ascended in the flame of fire on the altar, you know. So that was a sacrifice that was pleasing to God, you know. So, okay, just wanted to throw that in. Let's go back here to what is fire all about? And why does God talk about this fire? You know, even the, you know, the appearances of God many times in fire. Why? You know, Exodus chapter 3, we began to see God in verse 2. You know, Moses came to Mount Horeb and the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush. It was fire, but the bush was not consumed. We saw that those various appearances of the Lord. In Exodus 24, you know, we see God appearing, you know, to the children, you know, of Israel. You know, they all saw it. It wasn't just one person that saw it. You know, when God, you know, when Moses went up, you know, the Bible says that the Lord, the mount was covered with the glory of the Lord. Exodus 24, verse 15. It says, Moses went into the mount and a cloud covered the mount and the glory of God abode on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, God called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud and the sight of the glory of the Lord. They saw it, all of them, you know, was like devouring fire on the top of the mount of the, you know, in the eyes of the children of Israel. They all saw it. It wasn't just Moses. They saw the fire. Why did God appear in fire? I'm going to tell you in a bit, but let's look at a few more. Exodus chapter 40. And verse 38, I believe that's the very last verse of that book, you know. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day. And, you know, you can help me post the scriptures as you are hearing them. Appearing to them by fire at the night in the sight of all the children of Israel. Wow. Throughout all their journeys. So God was leading them by the fire, leading them by the cloud by day. You know, in the book of Ezekiel, I'm just going to rush through some of these appearances of how God appears in fire. Then I'm going to tell you why. You know, in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8, you know, and verse 2. Now, Ezekiel, you know, was blessed with various visions, you know, and of dimensions of God. You know, he said, then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire. Woo. From the appearance of his loins, he saw this figure, you know, and there was fire from his loins downward and fire, you know, from his loins even upward. The appearance, you know, I mean, fire everywhere. I mean, this incredible figure that appeared to him, it was just fire. Oh, my goodness. He saw fire oozing out of this figure. That was the appearance of the Lord. And he said, behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. You know, so God appeared to him there in fire. You know, in Daniel chapter 1, the book of Daniel chapter 1, you know, we see, I mean, sorry, not chapter 1, chapter 7. We see, you know, Daniel looking forward into the, you know, into time, prophetically piercing the veil of time. He said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, Daniel 7 and verse 9, and the Ancient of Days, woo, did sit, whose garment was as white as snow, his hair, like white, pure wool, and his throne was like a fiery flame, and his wheels were like burning fire. I mean, why were all these fire things around the Lord? A fiery stream issued out from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered to him and so forth. You know, the judgment was set and the books were opened. Now look at all the appearances of God. Then fast forward to Revelation chapter 1. You know, when Jesus appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos. Remember, the very first book, the very first verse of that book of Revelation said, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Well, some of the composers of this book called the Bible, they call it the revelation of John. No, it was not the revelation of John. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to Christ to show unto his servants, you know, things that must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So it was never the revelation of John. It was this whole thing was revealing who Christ was all about, you know. And listen to what he said in the book of Revelation 1 and verse 14. So when the Lord had appeared to him in verse 11, said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and so forth. And he said, I turned to see the voice of him that spoke with me. And being turned, he saw seven golden candlesticks. And then he looked a little more, you know, and then he said, look, my goodness. Then I see like someone like unto the Son of Man, you know. And then I look a little more. And then the next thing I see, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire, you know. And his feet were like burning brass on fire. As if he burned in a furnace. I mean, why did God, you know, what was this fire thing all about with God? I mean, why was he always appearing in fire? You know, and then the book of Revelation, chapter 3, when he was talking, these letters that he asked John to write to the churches, when he, you know, would speak to, you know, the church of Laodicea, he said, look, you know, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold. If you are cold, we know you are completely against God. You hate God to his face. Yeah, okay, fine. And then if you are fired up with fire, God loves that one. But if you are somewhere in the middle, he hates that. And that's the one we're attacking today. The lukewarmness and the lukewarm spirit, you know, and how to correct it is what this room is all about today. How do we correct that? How do we get that fire back in our bones? Well, what is the right kind of sacrifice? What are the things? Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, when they were gathered together, we talked about this yesterday. We've been talking about it for a while, you know, but here's a different viewpoint. You know, there was a reason why the cloven tongues of fire appeared and sat upon one, every one of them. You know, first there was the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And then the cloven tongues of fire. So God used that fire there. And did you know that the Bible actually says our God is a consuming fire in Hebrews 12 and 29? Why does he talk about fire, fire, fire when he's talking about God? You know, even Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9 says the word of God was like a fire in my bones. Now, you cannot describe anything about God as in, you know, just lukewarm. God hates that spirit of lukewarmness. You know, he hates it. You better be cold or be on fire. It's one or the other. You can't, this middle ground, you know, of, you know, just being a little lukewarm, I will spew it out of my mouth. You know, it tastes nasty in his mouth. I'm going to spew it out of my mouth. You know, if you're cold, we know you're cold. If you're hot, oh my God, loves that. Well, you know, but this being in the middle, he hates it. And one time he said, look, the time is coming when God will fix it. Let him that is hot be hot. Let him that is cold be cold. Let him that is filthy be filthy. Let him that is righteous be righteous. Let him that is holy be holy, and so forth. You can't go back and forth, you know, no. So today we want that fire. That's right. Fire from God in our hearts. You know, but for us to get it, we're talking about the sacrifice. So I'm going to shift now and tell us, you know, some things that must be put in order in order for the sacrifice to be acceptable before God. You know, I mean, Paul said it, bring your bodies, Romans 12:1. We read it already, a living sacrifice to be holy and acceptable. Well, it won't be acceptable if the sacrifice is not right. You know, if the wood is not laid in order, it won't be acceptable. If the altar is not repaired, it will not be acceptable. But when we repair the altar, we're talking about that next. When we put the wood in order, and when we put the sacrifice upon it, and if the sacrifice is right, then the fire will fall, consume it all. But it's not the kind of fire that would destroy it. It's a cleansing fire. It's a purifying fire. It's a fire that wakes us up. You know, so you know, a subcaption for this room might be, shake us up, Lord, that you might wake us up. That's right. You know, oh, sleeping church, it is time to wake up. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, this sleep. You know, Proverbs says a little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the arms. You know, here's what happens, you know, Ephesians 5, chapter 14, I mean, verse 14 says, awake thou that sleepest. Well, it started with a little sleep. It started with a little slumber, you know, and then the next thing you know, arise from the dead. This thing graduates into death, you know, just, I mean, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms, you know, and then the next thing you know, death. You can't feel anything anymore, you know. So the scripture says, awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. You know, let's talk about some of the reasons why that fire will not fall. Because the sacrifice is not right, you know. In that sacrifice, there might be leaven. That's right. Either mix it up with leaven. Now, God hates leaven. I mean, he hates it. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And I'll be talking about what that leaven is in a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 tells us that, you know, he said, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, because you have been unleavened. You know, the Christ, who was a perfect sacrifice, showed us how to do it. There was no leaven in him at all. And he, one time he was telling the disciples in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, he said, look, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Yeah, they didn't know what he was talking about. They thought he was talking about, because they didn't take any bread. And they were saying, wow, we need to have some bread. And Jesus said, look, are you kidding? How many times have I done this miracle of no bread and then yet I feel the whole thing? Don't worry about that. I'm not talking about bread. Then they realized that he was talking about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, that doctrine of the Pharisees. Now, let me tell you about the doctrine of, we have modern day Pharisees, folks. They are called the religious systems, and their leaven, this is how it works. Matthew chapter 13. And verse 33, this is, you know, I want somebody to post it in the hallway for me, please. It's a powerful thing that I must expose it this morning. Matthew 13 and verse 33. Here's what it says in the King James. You know, I'm going to read it out of the King James. Jesus, in this chapter, he was talking about all kinds of parables for the kingdom of heaven, you know, how it is likened. But in this one verse, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Now that's leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until the whole thing was leavened. Some people think that this is a good thing. No, this is a horrible thing. Christ hates leaven. You know, the only message out of here is how the devil plants his leaven inside the kingdom. That's right. You know, all you need is just a little piece until a whole leaven leavens the whole lump, is what the Bible says. You know, just a little bit. Take three measures of meal. You know, everything looks good, but just put enough poison inside of it. That's exactly right. You know, and I said before, you know, when I teach on this subject, I said, look, when your enemy wants to feed you poison, they are now going to bring a bottle that has a label of poison inside of it and put it on your table. Nobody is going to fall for that. You have this big, bold label that says poison on the bottle. Nobody's going to fall for that. What they do is they prepare a delicious meal, you know, and then put a little poison inside of it. That's all you need. Everything looks good on the outside, but then there's a little poison on the inside. And a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And so that's exactly what the devil does with this kingdom. He allows people to have a little bit of good, a little of this and a little, but then a little bit of, you know, falsehood, a little bit of the religious systems, a little bit of, you know, the, you know, ways of the world, just mix it up in there, you know, until the whole thing is leavened. Now, that's the kingdom of God for you. There are many parables that Jesus told. Some of them he expounded, some he did not. This one he did not expound. He just left it like that. But he told it nonetheless, you know, so that's leaven for you. And what's inside that leaven? Well, it's not so much the, I talked about religious, you know, religious systems already. But even beyond that, there's a little foxes that spoil the vine. There are the, you know, the things that are, you know, I mean, there are big things. The works of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, you know, talks about the big works of the flesh. But then there are the little things. You know, there are the little things. There is the backbiting. There is the bitterness. There is the unforgiveness. The, you know, there is the, you know, sowing discord. You know, sowing discord. The Bible says that God hates many things. But this one thing, number 17, is a one that sows discord among the brethren. God hates it. He said, look, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. When he's talking in Ephesians chapter 4, but that which is good to the use of edifying. Corrupt communication is when you bring a little poison inside your communication to somebody else's ears. Instead of ministering grace, you speak evil about somebody else. You speak evil about something else. You know, I mean, you know, that's none of your business, none of your concern. You know, all of these things, you know, poison the sacrifice. The fire is not going to fall, folks, you know, because there's a little leaven in there. It's all mixed up. It's got all these things. It, you know, it's, you know, produces a, you know, a stench of a smell to God. And when he smells it, he said, I will not smell in your assemblies. You know, when he smells it, he said, that's nothing cooking there for me. So he won't even come close to it. He's not going to touch it by 1 mile pole, if you want to put it like that. You know, because the sacrifice is not right. The sacrifice is not. So we got to purge out the old leaven. We got to repair the altar. You know, some people's altars are broken completely. They don't have an altar of prayer. You know, I mean, you are in your home. All you do is argue and, you know, scream at each other and yell at each other. There is no altar of praise. There's no altar of prayer. Well, you got to repair that altar. You got to repair. And even if you live alone, you know, and you have no time for the Lord, everything else takes first place. And God is last. You know, that's one of the beautiful things like this in the morning. You know, he says in the womb of the morning, Psalm 110, verse 3, he said, the people of God will be willing in the day of his power. In the womb of the morning, such as this. Now, the morning is always pregnant with many things for the day. But in the womb of the morning, you command the dew of youth. You command the dew of heaven. You get into the fire. You set it right. You lay the wood in order upon it every morning. Our theme scripture, Leviticus 6:12. Look, go back to that. You lay it in order every morning. You come back to it. You know, so, but you get rid of the backbiting. You get rid of the, all of these other negative things. Glory to God. You know, so that's how you get rid of the things that do not glorify the Lord. And because those things don't glorify the Lord, you know, the altar is corrupted because of a corrupt sacrifice that's upon it, and the fire is not going to fall. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. This was Timothy getting instructions from the Lord. And the Lord said to him, the Lord said through Paul to Timothy, he said, look, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without preferring one over another and doing nothing by partiality. Another part of that leaven is when people say, well, that doesn't matter. They see things point blank in the word of God and then say, well, you know, that doesn't matter. The spirit of it doesn't matter, it brings lukewarmness. It brings a stench upon that sacrifice and the fire cannot fall. But Paul charged Timothy, he said, observe all these things. Don't pick and choose what you want from the word of God. You can't do that. People today, there are even denominations today that are built around picking one thing, preferring one thing above the other, and so a bunch of denominations create out of that. No, you've got to take the whole word of God, every part of it. The Bible says every word of God is pure. And it's good for instruction. It's good for rebuke. It's good for exhortation. It's good for, even instruction in righteousness and all these things. Make you thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So these are some of the reasons why the fire won't fall. The Lord's reminding me to go back and read that Ephesians 4. I'm going to read it. I just glossed over it, but I didn't read it. But there's some powerful, powerful things there that I want to read. So I'm going to go back to Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to start from about verse 22. Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Now, that old man, if he comes in that sacrifice, the fire is not falling. It's got all kinds of things in it. But put it off and renew the spirit of your mind. When you put on the new man, you know that that one is in the nature of Christ, is what he's saying here. It's created in righteousness and true holiness after the nature of Christ. These are the things that will corrupt that sacrifice. He says, put away the lying. Speak every man truth to his, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, he's writing to believers. He's not writing to unbelievers. So these saints that are in Ephesus, the ones that are called according to his eternal purpose, called to be saints. These are the people that he's writing to and telling them all the things, how God has ordained things for them even before the world began. He's not talking to unbelievers, yet he's telling them, put away lying. That you speak truth to every man. Some people just lie. Why? You are members one another. Don't lie. Put away anger. That's another one. An angry man. My goodness. That sacrifice will bring a smell of stench to the Lord. It's like fire can't fall. Put away that anger. Put away that, don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole, steal no more. Wow. Among believers. But let him labor, working with his own hands, the thing which is good, that he may have, to give to him that in it. This, and the, verse 29 was the one I read before, or I quoted, where I said, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but things that are good to the use of everybody. Corrupt communication, when you speak something that is contrary, it's not just swearing. People think corrupt communication means swearing. No. It is anytime you corrupt the mind of the person that you are speaking to, which means if you speak something contrary about somebody else, that's a corrupt communication. All these things, will not make the fire to fall. Grieving the Holy Spirit. These are all the things he had just said. He's summarizing it now. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. All of these things will grieve the Holy Spirit. And if he's grieved, he's not sending any fire. Forget it. He's not there. He's going to move on, find somebody else, that has a real, the altar is cleansed. The wood is in order. The sacrifice is right. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamors, evil speaking, It's a summary of all these things they say. Let it be put away from you with all malice. And then it gives, you know, how we must do. Be kind to one another. Be tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. This is the new man. You know, even as Christ and our God for Christ's sake has forgiven you, so also do ye. You know, so but he tells us all of the things to put away. These are the things that will not cause the fire to fall. Glory to God. Welcome everybody to the room. If you are listening and enjoying this, share the room. Share it in your hallway. You know, click the little share thing with the top arrow at the bottom and just share it on your hallway. And let people see the title of the room. Maybe they'll come in. Maybe they'll be blessed. You know, invite some friends. Let them come in. And because we're going to decree a powerful prayer session in a minute. But I want you to hear, you know, what God is saying right now. You know, what is God saying? Why is God always talking about this fire? You know, I mean, fire is used for many things. Fire can be used for cleansing. Fire is used for purification. Fire can actually be used for burning things away. Fire can be used for scaring, you know, wild animals away. When you're, you know, out in the woods camping, you know, you build that, you know, campfire around you. You know, the wildest animals, even the lion that is afraid of nothing, when he sees that fire, he'll back off, you know. So the fire of God, you know, around you, in you, out of you, oozing out of you, in your bones, in everywhere. Yeah, look at that picture, you know, that, you know, Ezekiel saw of this man that had fire. Fire in his loins, the one that Daniel saw also, fire above his loins, fire underneath his loins, fire around him, you know, eyes, flame of fire, you know, he's all fired up. And if you come into contact with him, he will ignite your fire as well. So this is designed to ignite the fire and rekindle the flame. And remember, ye that sleepeth, awake to righteousness, even you that are dead, Christ will give you light. So, you know, let's not, it's just a little thing, you know. And how does the devil quench your power? Well, and how does he make sure that the fire will not fall? All he has to do is attack your prayer life. That's right. Your prayer life. You know, that's all he needs. If you cannot pray, you're finished, you know. So the disciples, you know, at the Christ's most needed hour, he was all alone in Gethsemane. And he said, can't you even pray with me for an hour? No, they wouldn't do it. They all slept. And Jesus said, be careful now. If you don't pray, you're going to fall into the hands of the devil. You're going to fall into temptation. You're going to fall into the snare of the devil. You know, so prayer, you know, prayer is how we begin to get ourselves, you know, warmed up, get the things right in our lives by listening to the word of God, such as this. Purification begins to come, you know, and then we begin to examine. The Bible says, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. You know, there was a time when you were all fired up. Jesus spoke to the church in Ephesus. He said, I know thy works, you know, and how thou canst not even stand those who say they are apostles, but they are fake. You know, these people had discernment, you know, and they put those fake apostles out. They were not going to be, you know, made merchandise of. Well, we need some of that today. There's a lot of fake apostles and prophets rampaging all over the place now. You know, you need to have that discernment. But he went on to tell them that, look, you've done all of these things, but nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. And I like to say you've left your first fire. You know, so what is that fire that is going out of you? The which the Bible says that fire must not be put out. You got to go back to it. You got to rekindle it. You got to reignite it, you know, and we got to set the sacrifice just right for the fire to 4. So that's what we are talking about today. And in a minute, we're going to go into a powerful prayer session. And if you are in the listening lounge, you want to join the prayer, I invite you to come to the stage. I sent some invites to some of you already. Come to the stage or raise your hand. We'll bring you to stage or put something in the chat room. Be engaged. You know, don't just be a bylooker or just, you know, there. Be engaged, because this is an important subject, you know, the sacrifice and the fire. The last thing I want to point out today before we close on this segment and go into the prayer is to tell you that in the story of Abraham, when God would have him, you know, bring Isaac to the sacrifice, right? God said to Abraham, I'm just going to paraphrase this story. You know, thy only child whom thou lovest, you know, bring him up and offer him up unto the Lord. So Abraham prepared and he took Isaac, you know, for the sacrifice. And as they went, Isaac said, I see the fire, but where is the lamb? And Abraham said, you know, the Lord will set himself a lamb. The Lord will prepare himself a lamb. And of course, the Lord did. He prepared himself a lamb. But the story that I want to bring out, or the lesson I want to bring out of that story, is not about that. It's about, you know, the ultimate, you know, sacrifice. The thing that you love the most, right? Genesis 22, that's what he told him. You can read the story in Genesis 22. And you say, well, God told to him that your son, your only son, whom thou lovest, bring him to the sacrifice. So sometimes the thing that is uppermost in our heart, that may be even blocking, you know, more fire, more overflowing of his presence, it may be that very thing that we got to bring to the altar. So that's the thing we got to bring this morning. You know, bring it to the altar. You know, here's what they said. Genesis chapter 22, you know, verse 9, he said, look, after Abraham told him that my son, the Lord will provide himself, so he said, he came to the place where God told him of, and Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in order. That's how they did it in those days. They always build an altar, lay the wood in order, you know, and then put the sacrifice on the altar. You know. But when he tried to slay the child in obedience to what God had told him, you know, he said, wow. The Lord said, hold it, don't do it. He said, now I know that you did not withhold your son from me. Wow. You know, and then the Lord swore by himself. Glory to God. Now, the sacrifice must come before the blessing. That's the story I want to pull out here. Abraham, his heart was set on this child because it took him many years. You know, it was 100 years old from the time God gave him the promise at 75. So finally, when Abraham got this child, he just loved him. I mean, he just loved him. It was everything to him. He gave him everything, you know, and so on and so forth. You know, but, you know, who knows? Maybe he was becoming an idol or something to him. You never can tell. You know, there must be nothing that we must love beyond the Lord our God. You know, you must, even the things that we're praying about. And let me digress and put this out here this way and say, look, the things that God can give us. Here's some of the things also that can make that sacrifice not to be right. You know, the very things that God can give us cannot replace God. It cannot. You know, God said to Abraham before he changed his name in Genesis 15, verse 1. He said, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, that's what God said. God didn't say, I will give you a great reward. No, God said, I myself, I will give you myself. That's right. Now, so if when you have God, you have everything. You don't be worrying about anything else, you know, but Abraham at that point, he was, you know, thinking of something else. And God said, I will give you myself. Abraham said, well, but I don't have a child, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, not even the things that God can give you can replace God himself. All good and perfect gifts from God up from above, but not even his own good gifts can replace him himself. Even the very things that God can give, sometimes they can become a hindrance, you know, God was talking about giving him himself, he was talking about, well, but I want a child, but I need a child. God said, well, you know, I will give you that child, but you're going to have to bring him to the altar. That's exactly right. You know, if you cherish something so much that when God wants to give you himself, you're thinking of this other thing that you want. It could be whatever you're praying for. You know, people are praying. They're so passionate about something, some area in their life that's crooked, that they need God to straighten out. It could be anything. You know, it could be your marriage. It could be your job. It could be your children. It could be anything. You know, if God is not your chief joy, if God himself is not your chief passion, you know, he'll give you that thing. But, you know, beware now. You may have to bring that thing to the altar. God gave Abraham that thing, which he loved so much, and he doted on that child. He loved that child so much. And God had to tell him that, look, that child whom you love so much, you're going to have to bring him to the altar. But praise God that Abraham was able to do that. He obeyed the Lord's voice. You know, despite all of that, you know, he knew that, look, hey, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. You know, so he just said, okay, Lord, that's it. I'm going to do it, you know. And he didn't even doubt. He didn't question anything. Now, this is the other thing that will hinder the fire from falling. Disobedience. And in order for the true fire and the true blessings of God to come, must be preceded by complete obedience, complete surrender, laying everything on the altar. And when you do, stay on the altar. The reason why God told us in Leviticus 6, 12 and 13 to keep coming every morning is because we find it difficult to stay on the altar. Paul said, be a living sacrifice. Stay there. But we can't. We run off. But he said, okay, fine. God, knowing that we are flesh, he said, come back every morning. Burn wood upon it again. You know, and then we do it some. We get charged up, then we run off. And then it gets depleted. The fire gets depleted. So, but we must come back. But if you can stay on that altar, oh my goodness. I mean, if you can stay in that presence and not go in and out. Jesus, he stayed in that presence. He said, my Father who sent me, he's always with me, you know. So, you know, he's with me because I do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And God is looking for true worshipers that will worship him in spirit and truth. And true worship is what we've described today. Bring your body, your mind, your soul, everything that's within you, lay it on the altar. And stay on the altar. But before you do, expunge all the things that might make the sacrifice, you know, stench of an evil smell to the Lord. But if that sacrifice brings up a sweet smell, savor to the Lord, then the fire will fall. Now, if anybody needs some fire here, I most certainly need this fire. I need this fire back in my life. You know, and I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working my way back to it. You know, I need that fire, and we must get it every morning. And that's what we do in this room every morning. Get that fire back in your soul. Get all the things that offend out of there. Get the systems, the religious systems, get it out of your system. You know, get all the things, you know, the leaven of the Pharisees, get it out of there. You know, one part of the leaven of the Pharisees is that they always think that they are better than everybody else, and they despise others. You can read that in Luke chapter 18. Jesus told the story, you know, two men that went up to pray. He said he told this story to the intent because, you know, he said, look, because of those who think they are better than everyone else, but despise others, you know, others. So he told that story because of that. And the man who was a Pharisee, typical Pharisee, you know, he went up to pray and, you know, he was bragging about all the things that he did. You know, I said, look, Lord, you know, I'm not like all these other wicked people. I'm not even like this, you know, publican over there. You know, I do this, I do that, I do the other thing and so on, you know. And, you know, Jesus didn't say that he didn't do all those things, but his sacrifice was a stench, you know, before the Lord, you know. So read that in Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. That's another reason why the fire will not fall. You can see there the pattern of those Pharisees in the story that Jesus told in Luke 10 of the wounded man. You know, they came there, the Levite, those are religious leaders. The Levite came there, they saw the man wounded and they left him like that. The priest came there, they saw the man wounded and they left him like that. Because why? In their hearts, you know, they think that they are better than this man, you know. And they say, look, you should have stayed in Jerusalem, the house of God. You should not have wandered down to Jericho, the sin city, you know. And, you know, whatever befell you on the way, you know, that's your problem. You should have stayed. You know, and they thought they were more righteous. They rushed off to their religious systems, whatever was in their heart. But they left the wounded one like that. Well, those are religious leaders for you. You know, we have modern day ones like that. Then they practice, you know, hypocrisy all day long. Jesus called them whited sepulchres. He said, look, you look good on the outside, but inside are dead men's bones. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. Thou hast a name that thou livest, but are dead. On the outside, looking good, you know, praying pious prayers, standing in the street corners, you know, blasting in tongues and all these things. Looking like, you know, I mean, you got it all going. But inside, ravenous wolves, dead men's bones, evil thoughts, you know, in the hearts, you know, pride in the hearts, you know, self-righteousness in the heart. Now, all of those things, to bring the sacrifice, just like this man, his prayer went nowhere. You know, he prayed all the prayer. He recounted all his accolades, what he did, how he fasts twice a week, how he gives alms, how he does all these things, and how he kept all the law and so forth. But his prayer went nowhere. It was not a sacrifice that was pleasing to God. Now we're going to pray. Glory to God. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray over everyone that has heard this. Myself first. The Bible says that the husbandman must be first partakers of the fruits. So, Lord, let me be first partaker of this, you know, message today. And this instruction unto righteousness, this call back to the altar. I want to be first partakers in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I examine myself today, let everyone that's here as well, or those that may be listening in later, let them also likewise examine themselves and see, one, if our altar is broken, that we must repair it. Two, that we must lay the wood upon it in order. And we must do that every morning, just in case, you know, we let something slip during the day. Got to come back and lay down. And then we must make sure the sacrifice is right. Help us, Lord, to expunge all these things that the Holy Ghost has called out this morning. The leaven of hypocrisy, the leaven of bitterness. He said, you know, be careful now, lest any root of bitterness spring up, troubles you. And 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, folks, this tells us about it all. This is a wrap up of everything that we've been talking about. And he says, look, having therefore these great promises, dearly beloved, the promise of visitation by fire, behold, I will make bright clouds and send showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. All of these promises, you know, if you have these promises, if you have this glory that we are talking about, this fire that God wants to send, well, there's something we must do. That is the topic today. And what must we do? We must cleanse ourselves. You got to cleanse yourself. You got to cleanse yourself. And look at how he puts it here, you know, and it says all filthiness. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. It's not only the flesh that can be filthy. The spirit can also be filthy. All filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. We've talked about filthiness of the spirit. It's called self-righteousness. It's called thinking that they are better than others, despising others. It's called the pride and all the things that happen in the spirit. Man, you know, there you have it. You must cleanse all of that out in order to perfect holiness in the fear of God. And when we do that, then the sacrifice is right. And then we are positioned for the fire. Now, God will also not have strange fire in the camp. And some people like to call all kinds of strange fire. God will have no part of that. You know, God will have no part. In fact, the fire of God will consume all those strange fires. You know, I don't have time to tell that story this morning. But I want us to pray. Those of you that are on the stage with me, I want you to lose your mic. Open your mic. Let's begin to pray. Let's call upon the name of the Lord together. You know, let's call upon the name of the first prayer topic today is, Lord, oh, I am willing, make me willing. I am willing, Lord, make me willing to be a living sacrifice. I am willing. That's your prayer this morning. I want you to pray. Say, Lord, I am willing, make me willing. One man said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I am willing, Lord, make me willing. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. I am willing, Lord. Make me willing. I want to be a living sacrifice. Help me to be a living sacrifice. Whatever you want to do. This is the paradox. This is how the paradox about God. Whatever you want, you know, you can ask God to help you and he'll help you to do it. You know, you must, you know, God will send the fire when the sacrifice is acceptable and the altar is right. But you must bring the sacrifice to the altar, you know, and you must do it. You must do it. When you bring it, he will, and along the way, he'll help you in preparing the sacrifice for the altar. That's what we are doing here this morning. But it's not a one-time thing. We must revisit this every day in our lives. At least go back and listen to this and say, look, I've got to prepare myself a sanctuary. You know, I've got to prepare myself a living sacrifice. I got to prepare myself, you know, something that's holy and something that's acceptable unto the Lord, because it may not be holy and it may not be acceptable, and God will have no part of it. So this is our prayer this month. Are you praying? I'm not hearing anybody praying. Release your mic and be praying, asking the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Send me, oh God, that fire. Lord, accept my sacrifice. Let it lick up the altar, lick up the water, lick up the wood, lick up everything. Send me fire in the name of Jesus. And help me, Lord, the very things that I count most precious and most dear, I lay them down before you, Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God. The altar of fire this morning. The sacrifice from the altar this morning. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord has spoken to you this morning. I'm going to ask those who are on stage, one by one, if you would like to pray and join me here in this prayer. You know, these rooms, as we conduct them, we don't want them to be a one-man show. We want people to be a part of what God is doing, you know, because the body ministry is not one member, but many. And the hand cannot say to the foot, I have no need of you, and so on. You know, so, and if it was just one member, then where were the body? So I am here. I'm doing my part. You must do your part. You know, and you are here with me on stage. Pray with me. You are here in the listening lounge. Pray with us as well. You know, do your part when you come into these rooms. Share the room. Post the scripture. Do something. Be a part of the work that God is doing. Did you know that even the Lord showed a story where Moses was fighting, you know, praying, and Joshua was fighting the battle down the valley. And when Moses' hands were weak, they started to lose. So, Hur and Aaron had to go up and prop up his hands, and then they started to win again. So that we need those props. We need, you know, we need to get in and do this together. This is a work that we must do together. You know, fire kindling fire, coals kindling coals, battery charging battery. We got to do it together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ani, are you back? I want you to pray.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus, again for another day in your presence. Thank you for the hour of power, the prayer fire. We thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that was being offered, the scriptures that have been shared in this room, that, Lord, we may impart grace to the hearers. Lord, and we pray, Lord, that we will not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom also we are sealed for the day of redemption. Father, we thank you for all the scriptures that you have put in this room, O Lord. The word of God is powerful. Lord, you said faith comes by hearing and seeing the word of God and reading this word, Lord, and impacting it into our lives. Father, let this word have a permanent dense in our lives, Lord, that it will never leave us, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that the word of God that is powerful, that is able to do abundantly, that goes into the bones and to the marrows. You said it sent your word and you heal the people, that your word will be a healing to our body, soul, and spirit. Even as we hear your word, Lord, it will be fire to our bones, to our spirit, in all that we do in today and every day of our life. Even as we see your soon return, Lord, we see all the alignment. We see all that is going on in the world. Father, we ought to be ready. We ought to make haste, Lord, and be ready and be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Father, we've seen, O Lord, the signs of the times, Lord, that you have predicted, even in our age, O Lord. Father, we are seeing the threat of nuclear weapon. We have seen, O Lord, the wars and the rumors of wars. And Lord, we have seen the aggravation that is going on. We have seen, O Lord, the rising of the man of sin. Father, we have seen all these things that is happening. Father, Lord, and at the same time, Lord, you said you will prepare your people. A people, Lord, unto yourself. Lord, let us be that people that you are preparing. Lord, the fire that is burning in our soul, in our spirit, getting us ready. Lord, that when you say, come up hither, that we will be ready. Lord, you say, we know man knows the hour or the moment that you're going to come, like you're coming as a thief in the night. Lord, that you're going to call upon your people. Lord, that they should be ready. Lord, help us to be ready. Oh, Lord, it is you that make us both to will and to do your good purpose. Lord, make us to will, to do, let your will. You say your people will be willing in the days, yes, of your coming. Help us, Lord, to be willing at this time, to be willing to do your will, to quicken our pace. Lord, as we wait on the coming of the Lord, help our faith to be strong. Lord, to move mountains, to move the devil out of the way, and to bulldoze him, and to get him out of our way, and to move on to the higher calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord. Father, you said, Lord, you have put in the churches prophets, ministers, Lord, to minister the word of God. Lord, teach us, Lord, to teach us, Lord. Lord, perfecting our faith unto that coming of the Lord. Father, Lord, unto all, we all come to that perfect moment, to that perfect time. Lord, we are almost approaching that perfect time, Lord, that you have predicted in your word, that we all come to that perfect time, Lord, that we all, the sons of men, will begin to manifest. Father, Lord, let the manifestation of the sons of God begin. Lord, that nothing can stand before us. Lord, even you say, heal the sick, raise the dead. Lord, even the dead, to raise them from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Father, the power of the Almighty God, let it be embedded in us right now. Let us calm the fire, Lord, that you have put in your apostles, even from the beginning of the world, from what you have designed us to be. That's a design that you have designed your people to be. Let it be our portion in this room, in the name of Jesus, that everyone in this room, at the tone and the voice of my voice, Lord, will hear even the voice of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I will speak in them and say, go this way, go that way, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we begin to go, Lord, let us be examples of the believer in words, in action, in speech, in everything that we do, that your name be glorified. We give you all the glory. And we thank you, Lord, for the man of God that is preaching, Lord, in this room. And all the time, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you continue to empower and endow him, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that the peace of God that passes all understanding will rest in each and every one of us' heart. Lord, that nothing shall stand before us in our ways, in every way that we go. Lord, that we'll be able to go in and out and find pasture. Lord, let no evil befall any of our children or our household, in the name of Jesus. Father, we have power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us or hurt our children. Even as we speak, our words have been carried. Oh, great is the company that will carry it and publish it, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor be ascribed to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer, Sister Julia. Would you pray and ask the fire of God into our bosoms, that God will help us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, to expunge the old leaven, to get rid of the things that will make the sacrifice not acceptable, but that it will become something acceptable, the purging, the cleansing, and the falling of the fire in our lives daily. Would you pray, Sister Julia? God bless you.
Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time we have spent with you this morning. Lord, we cannot put to words just how your word has burned in our hearts this morning. All that you have spoken to us, Lord, we have heard. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We, as we present ourselves as individuals, a living sacrifice before you, Lord, may we be acceptable in your sight. Lord, as we lay our lives on the altar this morning, every one of us, O God, that have heard your word and those that will yet hear it, O God, we ask that you search us, O God, and find us, O God. And if there be any living at all, even a spot, Jesus, we ask that you take it away, O God. Every hindrance and anything that will hinder your fire from burning in our lives, from burning in our souls, O God, in any way, Anything, Lord Jesus, you spoke to us a lot this morning about that leaven, God, the leaven of bitterness, the leaven of disobedience, the leaven of unbelief, even hypocrisy, oh God, anything, oh God, even speaking evil and backbiting. You spoke, Lord Jesus, about a lot of different things that can hinder us from getting that fire, Lord, from that fire from coming down upon our altar. Lord God Almighty, we ask, oh God, that you search us, oh God, and find us. And reveal these things to us that we might take it away from our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you burn in our soul and in our body, Lord. That you burn off everything contrary, Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to be on fire for you, Lord. You hate lukewarmness, oh God, and we hate it too, oh God. We don't want to be lukewarm. Lord, we want to be on fire for you, oh God, that everywhere we are, Lord, that people may see and know that these are the children of God. We want to manifest your glory, Lord. We want the power, Lord. We are tired of sitting on the fence, Lord. We don't want it just to our feet, oh God. We don't want it just to our loins, oh Lord. We want to be soaked in it, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just don't want to hear of it, oh God. We want to be in it, oh God. We want to be soaked with that power and that fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God,
glory to God,
Lord, that we be able to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before you. Lord, you will come when we are ready, oh God. When that sacrifice is ready, oh God, you will come, oh God, because that is your promise, oh God. We ask, oh God, that we be positioned, oh God. Oh, Jesus Christ, we ask that we will not break our ranks, oh God, and we will remove from our midst everything that is contrary, Lord, as a individuals and as a body, oh God, that fire will come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Evermore give us this bread, oh God. Give us the grace always to be in your presence, always to be aligned with you, Lord, so that you can lead us, so that you can speak, so that you can burn, so that fire can come at every time, 24/7, Lord, even when we are asleep, oh God, that we will not be asleep in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we leave this room, may we not leave your presence, Lord. May this fire and this word continue to burn in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the majesty, Lord. And we say, evermore, give us this bread, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Julia, for that powerful prayer. Ah, glory to God. Sister Pearl, you are here. Raise your voice and pray.
Father, we just thank you and we give you all the glory and all the honor, God. Magnify your name. We just thank you for waking us up to see another day, to have breath. And Heavenly Father, we just thank God for this platform, the man of God, oh God. We just thank you for giving us this entry today as a reminder of how we need to separate ourselves from the sin that so easily besets us, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, burn the sin that drags us down. We pray that you burn the chaff of sin in our lives, oh God, with the Holy Ghost fire. Heavenly Father, help us to remain cognizant, not forgetting what we've learned, and to intentionally seek to do right and depart from all of the wickedness, the little foxes that come to help us to compromise in our lives, oh God. Heavenly Father, please let your fire burn in our hearts. Give us a hunger, a desire, oh God. Help us to not be lukewarm, to be hot for your word, and to be hot for the things of the kingdom, oh God. Heavenly Father, help us to be hot in our dealings daily with, in whatever marketplace we work in, oh God. Help us to not compromise, walk in your way so that people can see that there's something different about us and that the fire can become contagious initially through their observation, and they just realize, and then they others all around us also hunger for this fire that burns within us, oh God. Heavenly Father, please revive our hearts, oh God. Help us to just continue to hunger for you and seek you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We just thank you for this room. We thank you for everybody that's coming to this room day after day. We pray that you bless them abundantly. Let this be a time that they'll look back in their lives, a time of transformation, oh God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to be able to share this room and that others will also come so that they can have a transformation and learn to, sorry, I'm tongue-tied, that to learn and hear more about you, oh God, so that this fire can spread. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you. That prayer. Thank you, everyone that has prayed. We want to spend a few more minutes in prayer. I want you to just pray. Just pour out your hearts before the Lord. Oh, yes. Pour out your hearts before the Lord. Pour out your hearts before the Lord. Come and do what only you can do. I want you to pray. Let's spend a few more time, minutes in prayer. Pray in this room, whether you are in this on the stage or in the listening lounge. I want you to pray. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
Let your fire burn in me, Lord. Let it burn within me, Lord. Burn off everything that's gone from you. All the anger, Lord, all the evil speaking, and all the hypocrisy, Lord. And everything contrary, Lord. Let it burn off, oh God. So that this sacrifice will be acceptable in your heart, oh God. That you will come, oh Lord, and dwell with us, oh God. And abide with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless
you. Thank you. We bring the sacrifice this morning, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And we pray that you send the fire. Let it be an acceptable sacrifice. Help us to purge out the old leaven. Help us to purge out the hearing of the little foxes that spoil the vine. Help us to purge out the things that bring the stench to the apothecary. Let's get all those things out of there. Let's get the stench out of there. In the name of Jesus, all the things that bring the stench to the apothecary. Oh, let's get it out there. Let it get it out of there. Get the leaven out of there. Get all the bitterness, the backbiting, the unforgiveness, the unbelief, all the things that do not glorify God. That will make that sacrifice not acceptable. Let's get it out of there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get our souls fired up. Lukewarmness is a thing that I hate, saith the Lord. I will spew it even out of my mouth. Has bad taste in the mouth of the Lord. He will have none of it. He wants us to be on fire. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let the wood be burning. Lay it upon it every morning. Set it in order. Bring it again and again and again. And even you can just tarry on that altar. Just tarry there in Jesus' name. Don't come down from the cross.
Thank you.
Don't come down. Stay crucified. I am crucified with Christ. Glory to God. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, Lord, I am willing. Make me willing. Thy people shall be all willing in the day of thy power. Lord, thank you. I thank every one of you. I want to hear from you, you know, before we close this room. I want to hear, you know, from you the impact, you know, that a charge such as this makes in your life. You know, it's a charge. Even as Paul said to Timothy, I charge you by our Lord Jesus Christ that you observe these things without partiality. Don't prefer one before another, but do them all. So I want to hear from you, you know, what God has challenged you with this morning. Remember, Ephesians 5 and 14, it starts with a little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the arms, you know, and then it becomes spiritual death. You say, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. And Christ shall give you light. Put the wood in order. Repair the altar. Bring the sacrifice that's acceptable to God. And then he'll send the fire. Glory to God. Welcome, Sister Trish. God bless you, woman of God. What say you? Oh, she's on the phone at the moment. Okay. You know, so if you can speak, Sister Trish, you have the mic.
Yes. God bless you, Pastor Yatu. God bless you, Mother Ebon. I love you both so much, and I praise God for this amazing room today and everyone in the room. May the Lord bless you in your places, in your homes, and in your families. I wanted to thank God for this word and the importance of fire that was spoken today. I just prayed last night. I know God is speaking. I know God is speaking about this fire, because last night at midnight, I prayed my household be full of the fire of God, and my children and my husband be refined, be refined. There's a refining that is necessary right now. So I just wanted to bless the Lord and Father. I just thank you for the consuming fire of God. I just wanted to thank you, Lord, for your consuming fire, God, because we want to be holy and acceptable, holy and acceptable, a reasonable service unto you, God, a reasonable sacrifice unto you, Father. We want to be pleasing in your sight. Anything unclean, unholy, impure, defiled, anything that may have entered into our system, oh God, our mind, our soul, oh God, we ask that you come and refine us today, Father. Let your consuming fire fill our hearts now. Fill us now, God. Consuming fire, come. Come and burn away that which is not like you, God. That which does not please you, God. That which does not satisfy you, Father. In the name of Jesus, your consuming fire, God. Send it and burn away, God. Everything, Father, that is unpleasing to you. We welcome your fire. We welcome your presence. We welcome your spirit, oh God. Oh God, we love you. We honor you. And we thank you, Father, for the consuming fire that is even in this room now amongst us, oh God, your consuming fire that would destroy and disrupt every assignment, every attack of the enemy, Lord. Oh Father God, that would put out any strange fire, God, in the name of Jesus. We welcome your consuming fire. Consume us, O Lord. Consume us, O Lord. Burn away everything that does not please you. Consume our families. Consume our children. Consume our husbands and wives, our spouses, our loved ones, O God. O Father, those that are connected to us, come, Lord, and consume us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, purify us. Purify us and make us new today, God. Set a fire in us that never is quenched by the enemy, Father. Set a fire in us, oh God, that will never go out, Father. We want to be on fire for you, for your kingdom, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Set a fire in us, oh God. Father, I just honor you today and I just thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for revealing the revelations of your fire, God, why it is so necessary for such a time as this. Let us remain on fire for you. Help us to always remain on fire for you, burning for you, God, burning for only you, God. In your presence, oh God, in Abasa, where we sup with you, Father, your fire.
Yes, Lord.
Set a fire in us, oh God. We don't want to be warm. We don't want to be cold, oh God. We want to be on fire for you always, God. For there is none like you in all the earth and all the universe, oh God. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you. We need you, God. Set a fire around our homes. Set your fire, God, where the enemy cannot cross, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Set it around our children today, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Your consuming fire, Father. Oh Lord, we just honor you. We bless your name and we thank you for this fire. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, I feel your presence, oh Lord, in this place, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way today. Have your way. Fire of God, fire of God, and let our hearts remain on fire for you and for your people, oh God, for your calling, for your purpose in us, why you've called us, God, why you created us in your image and likeness, oh God, let us remain on fire for you, your will, your purpose, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Let us, when we go out to the stores, to the groceries, grocery shopping, oh God, to the malls, oh God, to the workplaces, oh God, let us be a fire, oh God, a flaming fire for you, Father, for your will, oh God, for your will, oh God, for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today for your fire. It is in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this restoration of fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Tricia, for that powerful prayer. And I posted a scripture, Malachi 3:3. As she was praying, I was reminded of that scripture. So take a look at it in the chat room. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. Oh, praise God, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So the offering, this is this whole thing we've been talking about today. That sacrifice must be, oh, acceptable. Otherwise, he's not coming down in the fire. You know, but once we fix the altar, repair it, lay the wood upon it in order, bring, get the leaven out. Don't put any yeast on that sacrifice now. Get it out of there. You know, let purge out that old leaven. Get all that stuff out of there and let it be pure. Let it be a living sacrifice. Let's then bring it. Then he'll send the fire. Welcome everyone that's in the room. God bless you for being here. Sister Anne, good to see you. As always, you know, you can open your mic and say whatever is on your mind, or you may pray. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir, and thank you for having me upstage. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. Indeed, every revival move starts with people genuinely repenting and surrendering before the Father. And when we lift up our hearts to Him, He fills us up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you take charge of every heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, every heart, O Lord, that is transgressing, O Lord, contrary, that is acting, that is moving, contrary to your word and to your power. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead for mercy, Lord. We plead for mercy, Abba, Father. Father, we repent of every transgression of powerlessness, prayerlessness, unfaithfulness, and lack of soul winning, Abba, Father. We plead for your mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Baba, we repent of every high level of stubbornness, every rebellion, oh Father, every resistance to your word in the name of Jesus. Baba, is it self, Abba Father, that is limiting the fire in us to be revived? Baba, we plead for mercy in the name of Jesus. We plead for mercy in the name of Jesus. Baba, we ask, oh Lord, that even as your word comes forth, even as the revival starts in our heart, oh Lord, Baba, that it transforms, oh Lord, and change, oh Baba. The trajectory, Abba Father, of every heart in the name of Jesus. Father, every negative thought right now, Lord, we bring it, Abba Father, and submit it under the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every imagination, Abba Father, that pollutes the heart, Abba Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, O Lord, to purify and cleanse in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, that you touch the hearts, O Father, of your children, Abba Father, to respond to your word, Abba Father, and is irrespective, Abba Father, of the situation, Abba Father, of the heart, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your presence that set free. Thank you, Father, for freedom, Lord, from sicknesses, from diseases, oh Lord, from bondages, Abba Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for sustenance, Lord. We give you all the grace, Abba Father. Be magnified now forever in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless your name. We give you all the praise, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
No place I would rather be. Hearing your love. Hearing your love. In my soul. That I can't control, that I cannot control. Want more of you. I want more of you. Fire down in my heart. Take my soul. A fire that I cannot contain. A fire that I cannot control. I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you, Lord. Yes, a fire in my soul. Holy Ghost, interrupt my day. Glory to God. Yeshatolora bahanda se ma kawala. Leondiri bahaso kandema kuriaba. Let's give him permission. I want everybody in the room to pray. Give the Holy Ghost permission to interrupt your life. Give him permission to interrupt your day. You got everything all planned out. Let him interrupt your day. Interrupt my life, O Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. Welcome, Brother Sheyi. Good to see you. And welcome, Brother Kyle and Alexis. Good to see you, Sister Dana. You know, I'm going to let each of you release your mic and say what's on your mind, what the Lord has, you know, imparted in you, or pray, you know, or both, you know, and just take a few minutes and just go around the room and do that. Sister Dana, I'll go to you first. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless you all. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. So my hand turned to Matthew 14 and 15, and my eyes just turned to come, and the Lord is reminding us to come unto him. And then my eyes are piercing onto verse 11 of Matthew 15. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. And then to remind us of the miracle work that God does, the miracle work that Jesus done. Even when he went to feed the 4,000, that he did not leave them without food. And this is where I just pray that we are seeking him and knowing the miracle work that he has done and the things that were not even written in the Bible. The very words that are never written in the Bible, it was saying in John 21 that there were so many things that could not even be fit into this book. I pray that we lean in deeply into the Holy Spirit. And it says, my eyes turned to, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. But in Proverbs 12 it says, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. I pray that we are rooted deeply into Christ, that we till the land, that we ask the Holy Spirit to truly move. And the Lord brought me, he's constantly bringing me into about the land and the trees and being rooted into him. But he imparted with me the other day, even when we saw in Hosea about the nettles and the thorns, that nettle as a plant is already good for inflammation. And there's an inflammation in the body of Christ. And this is where the backbiting and the bitterness and the slander is happening. And there needs to be order there. And therefore, we need to pray for each other and know that we will do greater things than I. We need to move in the space where that holy fire is moving so powerfully. We'll be delivering each other, for it's not his will for any of us to perish. That the very thorns may feel like it's not on the right ground, but the thorns are also the barrier to entry. They are boundaries, to set boundaries as well to those that should not be walking with us. And I just pray that we are seeking him diligently with sound wisdom, because when we press into the Holy Spirit, he will show us greater things. He says, call upon me and I will answer you and I'll show you greater things. This is in Jeremiah 33:3. So therefore, we have to be obedient to his word and be rooted in his word. He's the true root. When we are rooted to the vine, we realize that the roots, when we're asking him to water, when we're asking him to feed us, he is the true bread of life. So this is what I want you to just say here. It's so important to know what we are putting in, but remember to ask him to really be the one that speaks through us, that we are just the vessels, and to be humble to that, so that his resurrection power moves through us, so people see the power of the, and they see it, they feel it, and they know it, and most importantly that our discernment is switched on to a whole new level with him, and that he speaks to us so intimately. For it says, let them alone, they be blind, let them be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And therefore it's even more important for us to know the spirit that speaks behind another, to help deliver, to help to seek the Holy Spirit for the deepest of healings, and this in the and the strategies of the Holy Spirit to impart with us how to truly be moving in the spirit, and how to help each other and intercess for each other, and to lean into him and know that he is he's a miracle working God, and there's none like him. So that's all I wanted to say. And I thought I'd release the mic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much. And thank you for always coming to this room. We appreciate you, Sister Dana. God bless you. You know, I have a few more people that are on stage. I'm going to let each of you speak, but just take a few minutes and just go through and speak or pray as the Lord leads you. And then we'll, you know, shortly be closing the room. But I'm going to commit to each of you. I'll go to you first, Brother Sheyi. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Can you hear me, Madam Claire?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Yatu. I'm always excited to be in the midst of where it is happening. And, you know, I just thank God for each and everyone live that, you know, that in this end time that we are in, that, you know, a lot is really happening. And despite all that, we are still giving our time, giving our resources, giving our energy to the work of God. And the move of the Spirit. We are experiencing more of it than ever before. And, you know, the Spirit of God is a moving spirit. It's not a static spirit. And, you know, the Spirit of God can move both men and things. Whenever there's the presence of the Spirit of God, there must be movement. And, you know, that movement is not ordinary movement. That's exactly what I've been feeling, what I've been since I've connected to this room. So, my, you know, admonition to everyone is that we should allow God to do more. Use us for his kingdom. Use us to transform life. Use us to change life. Just exactly as the kingdom from the other side, as the kingdom of darkness, they are making every effort, you know, to get as many as possible to their own kingdom. But, you know, for Jesus, he has given us that that job, that mandate. Go into the world and preach the gospel and make the good news known to the unreached. And that's exactly what we are doing. And we now thank God for technology, that we don't even need to move from one place to the other. We don't need to travel by road. We don't need to travel by rail. We don't need to travel by air before we can get the message across to different parts of the world. I'm connecting from Nigeria. Some of you are from America. Some are connected from Europe, from Asia, at the same time. So that's to tell you, I will give God all the glory. And my prayer is that God give us the ability to do more for his kingdom. God give us the energy, energize our spirit being to make that big difference for his kingdom, to turn many from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That's my prayer for each and everyone. Thank you, Pastor Yatu. I hid my mic.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Sheyi. God bless you. Good to see you again. And thank you for coming to share. And yes, we need to be carriers of that glory everywhere we go. But first, we take care of business within ourselves. And then God, can ignite what's in us. Yesterday, we covered the flowing of the water out of our bellies. And that river is what makes glad the house of God. So thank you for sharing that. Our prayer is that we may truly, be vessels that the Lord will use. There'll be no kinks in our hosts, that the fire will flow through us, the water, the flowing of the Spirit will flow through us. We will be a living sacrifice acceptable to Him. Thank you so much for sharing. Hey, Brother Kyle, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Hey, always a pleasure, Pastor Yaddo. Lady Evan, thank y'all for having me on stage. Blessings to y'all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and everybody on the stage. Just a quick word of prayer. Father, we humbly come before you, Lord God. We boldly come before you, Lord God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you for this morning or this evening, Lord God, in which you've allowed us to take part in, Father, as one body, as one family, Lord God. We thank you right now that we begin to declare the word of you, of your Son, Father God, the word of your love, Lord God, over our lives, Father. We decree, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, Lord. And that are called according to your purpose. We thank you right now for this moment in time in which we're alive, Father God. Though you called many home, Father God, you chose us vessels to be here, Lord God, to profess and to proclaim your name, Father God. We thank you right now that through us, Lord God, you work everything out of us, Lord God, that you need so that we can be used for your purpose, Father God. So that we can be used for the bringing of your children, Lord God, the awakening of your church, Father God, the bringing down heaven, Lord God, here in earth, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, that you continue to keep us pressing towards the good mark, Father God, the mark of Christ Jesus, Lord God. Let us become more like him each day, Lord God, and let us do away with all things that easily beset us, Lord God, but let us march towards that mark, Father God, with boldness and assurance, Father God, knowing that you'll work everything out for our good, Father. We thank you right now that we do away with any sin, Lord God, any self-righteousness, Father God, and even the self-condemnation, Father God, which can also be looked at as self-righteousness, Father God. For you gave us your Son, Lord God, and he died for our sins, Father God. But let us take up that cross, Lord God, and let us die to ourselves daily, Father. Let us become more like him. Let us be consumed by your Father, by your fire, Father. Let us be consumed by you, Lord God. Let us take up the mantle of Christ, Father God, and let us walk in the right ways of the righteous, Father. We thank you right now for your peace, which you give to us so liberally, Lord God. You don't withhold anything good from us, Father God, yet open our hearts to accept it. We thank you right now, Lord God, for this day. We thank you for the teaching on today, Father God. We thank you for the knowledge that was shared, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit that moved, and we ask for a heavy outpour of your spirit, Father God, a heavier outpour of your spirit upon all the earth, Lord God. For all creation is moaning and groaning for the awakening of your children, Father God. Let us rise, Lord God. Let us not be quiet in this time, Father God, but let us be yielded to your spirit, Lord God, and let us change atmospheres, Father God. Let us change the very atmosphere in which we are in, Lord God. Let us clean ourselves up, Father God, by your power, by your strength, for we can't do it alone, Lord God. We humble and surrender ourselves to you, Father God, wholly and fully, Lord God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Kyle, for that prayer. Yes, we, this is what God is doing. He's doing it now. And as we continue to yield ourselves, we are trusting that he will help us to get rid of everything that's hindering. The sin that so easily beset us, the little foxes that spoil the vine, you know, and all the things that, you know, corrupt that sacrifice. You know, we got to get rid of it so that sacrifice can be pure, you know, upon the altar. Glory to God. Thank you so much for sharing. Sister Alexis, good to see you. You've been coming to these rooms as well. I'm trusting that the Lord has been blessing you. What say you? Alexis, you there?
Good morning, everybody. And good morning, Pastor Yato. Thank you so much for this word today and every day. I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. And we just ask, God, that you will correct our heart's posture. Correct our hearts, oh God, to be set on you, oh Lord. I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit would just permeate our minds, permeate our bodies to focus on you. Father God, help us, remind us of who you are. Remind us of who you are, what you can do, oh God. For you said in your word that you have carried us since we've been in our mother's womb, and you will continue to carry us until our old age. Give us the courage to speak to those who are lost, oh God. I pray for the individuals that who are lost and who need to know you, oh God. I pray that every open door in our lives be shut down from the enemy. We pray that, God, that you would give us your love and your grace and continue to show us the way, a straight and narrow path, oh God. Father God, I just pray that you would continue to help us to understand who you are. Continue to give us the power to defeat the enemy in every aspect of our life, oh God. Father God, I just pray and thank you. I thank you for this word. I thank you for this group. I thank you, oh God, for you have been so awesome. You have been in our lives and you continue to lead us and guide us, oh God. I speak right now to the enemy, to the kingdom of darkness, that you have no place, you have no right in our lives, oh God. For the word says, when the enemy came in like the flood, Father, you stood up against it. Give us the courage to be bold, to fight against the enemy, to put on the armor, and to keep us at the altar, to keep us in your word, so that we can have flowing rivers, oh God. Help us to return to our first love, which is you, oh God. Let us not forget, oh God. Give us the strength. Give us the strength every day, oh Lord. We trust you. We trust your word, for your promises are true. And it is well, and it will be done in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our discernment, oh God. Strengthen us to just seek your face daily, daily, oh God, and that none of it is in vain. You know, we know that you will come. We help us to be patient. Help us to endure in our waiting season. Help us to not waver and just continue to seek your face, because your promises are true. And you, oh God, will never break your promise to us, for you are good. And we love you, oh Lord. And I thank everybody in this room. I thank you guys for the word. It has really, truly blessed me, and it's continued to strengthen my faith. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so excited to be connected to so many people of God. Oh, I just want to shout, and I just thank God every day, every day. Because he is good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In all of his ways, he is good.
Hallelujah.
He has carried me and my testimony from where I come from to where I am now. I know he has carried me. 2 years ago, I lost my husband, my best friend. And I was so lost. I was so confused. I had anxiety. I couldn't sleep at night. I know I've been brought up in the church. My mother is a praying mother. She is a prophet of God. My grandmother was a praying grandmother. And through it all,
He was waiting for me with open arms. And he has carried me. He has provided for me. There has been overflow after overflow, even when the enemy came in to attack me. God was there. He has always been there. There have been times where I said, oh, I didn't understand it. And he was there. So I thank you guys. I don't think I was brought here on accident. I know that I was brought here on accident. I thank God for my friend Pearl. God connected us in a major, major way. He ordained the friendship. He ordained the sistership. He ordained it. So being here is not an accident. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And I thank you guys. I thank you, Pastor Yato. God bless you and your family. I had the opportunity to join you guys at your son's wedding. And it was beautiful. So I thank you. I thank you guys. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Yeah, let's just pray. Amen. Alexis, everyone, just take a minute and pray for her. Go ahead. Take a minute and pray for her. She was suffered a tremendous loss a couple of years ago. She lost her husband.
Pray for her, oh God.
She's been going
and
through.
Oh, Lord, that has brought her thus far, we take her.
Shake
her, Lord, and help her, Lord, and meet her at the point of her need to go. We minister to her.
Yes, God.
Lord, we meet her.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is good.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden thee, then I am still.
You can stand on mountains even today. Hallelujah. He's going to raise you up and he's going to ease the pain.
When I am on your shoulder,
you raise me up to more than I can be. Just soak in his presence and his goodness. Yeah, he'll raise you up. When he puts you on his shoulders, you're going to stand on mountains. You're going to walk through stormy seas, Mr. Alexis, and everyone that's going through. Yes, Shatalabos.
You raise me up to walk on stormy
sea. Glory to
God.
I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Hallelujah. May the Lord raise you up so you can stand on mountains. He'll raise you up to walk through those stormy seas. Oh, yeah. When you are on his shoulders, yes, he'll carry you. Oh, Rekeshandarabos. Oh, this is for you, Sister Alexis. He'll raise you up. You'll be strong. You'll be strong now. He's got you. He's got you. He's got you. You'll be strong. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone, Sister Alexis, and everyone that's going through in this room. Those who are here now, those that may be listening, you're going through. He'll raise you up. He'll be there for you. He'll ease the pain. He'll make you smile again. Glory to God. Lord, raise them up, oh God. And give them that confidence that they are strong once they are on your shoulders. Raise them up to stand on mountains, Lord. Walk through stormy seas. And Lord, we thank you that through it all, oh, we've had many tears and sorrows. Oh, tears and sorrows. There are times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in all my situations, God gave me blessed consolations that my trials only come to make me strong. That's the reason I say that through it all.
Through it all, to trust in Jesus, long to trust in God.
Through it all, through it all,
of long to depend upon his word. Hallelujah.
So I thank you, Lord, for the mountains. And I thank you, oh, for the valleys. I thank you for all the storms you've brought me through. Because if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could stop it. I'd never know what faith
is worth to me.
That's the reason I say,
true love,
true
love, I've long to trust in Jesus, I've long to trust in God,
true love,
upon his word. Hallelujah.
God bless you, God bless you, Sister Pearl. You know, I know you've been going through as well, but
It's just around the corner. Glory to God. It's right around the corner. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to
God. And the promise of God, it's not dead. It's only sleeping. But it's awakened. Jesus said, roll away the stone. Ah, let the stones be rolled away for each one of you. Oh, my goodness. It's just around the corner, Pearl. It's just around the corner. Oh, God bless you, Brother Shea, Sister Tricia, Sister Ann, Sister Buki, oh, Lady Ebon, Brother Kyle, and everyone that's in the room. Rue, thank you for those who posted things in the chat room. Pearl, thank you so much. And Rue, you also posted everyone. Thank you, Sister Grace. You are always here. You know, Brother Charles, welcome to Clubhouse. It's good to have you. Glory to God. We're glad that you are here. You know, God bless you, Ma. Ma, God bless you. Okay. God bless you, Mammy. And Daniel and Alicia. God bless all of you. We thank you. We're going to wrap this room up. We will be back by the grace of God tomorrow morning. Now, if you are not following, especially if you are new and you don't know how to do it, well, here's how you follow the Walking with God Club. Today was under Walking with God because this is more than just faith. This is walking with God. We host these rooms sometimes under the House of Faith, sometimes under Walking with God. And the way to do it is if you click the little greenhouse button at the top and follow the club, then when we host rooms under that club, you will be notified, you know. But we may host under a different club, you know. So the way to do that is follow myself and Lady Ebon, you know, give us a follow. And when we start any of these rooms, you will be notified. By the grace of God, we'll be back tomorrow for another powerful room. But remember, the promise of God to us this month of October, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 5. The waters began to recede gradually and gradually and gradually. And then in the 10th month, beginning from the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. May the Lord pull back the veil for you this month, that you may see the tops of the mountains. And remember, in the last days, at such a time as this, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on top of the mountains. So there's something, that's something, something, something that God is doing at such a time as this. And as we're about to close, I leave you with this song that says, there is something that makes me come into your presence.
Yes, Lord.
There is something that makes
me come into your presence, my helper.
My helper. My helper,
my helper,
I say,
there's something that makes me
come into your presence, my helper.
And what is that thing? It is the fire. That's what's drawing you. The fire. It's making you come daily into his presence. We lift your name higher. 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 There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. I say there is something, oh yeah, there is something, oh yes, there is something, oh yes, there is something that makes me come into
your presence, my helper. I charge you by the word of the Lord to stay in that presence all day long. And God bless every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow by the grace of God. Have a great day, great afternoon, great evening, wherever you are. Remember that fire must be burning and it must never be put out. Greetings and blessings to every one of you from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. And the Lord bless you. Have a great day. We love you all and we'll see you back tomorrow by the grace of God.
Amen.
This room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. God bless you all.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.